And then maybe I'll end with the infamous Higgins letter that some of you know because it's so special. It's from Dick Higgins, the writer, poet, performer, to me in 1981. Ever since your performance on Spring Street a few weeks ago, I've been thinking about it and about your other work, which, as you know, I've admired for years. I wanted to talk with you in Washington, though it got to be too late, and you were too tired, too bad for Roger, who wanted to know you very well, so I'll write. I think your strategy is wrong at the moment. You aren't recognizing that you are a master now, in the sense of master artist, not a male. That what you have been doing, you have tried to do entirely yourself with your body as your instrument. But that instrument itself has changed. You're a beautiful woman, of course, but the very nature of desire and potential for desire changes as one matures. You're less a desire object fetish as a physical entity than you once were. So that elements of incongruousness, the beautiful woman speaking, aren't assumptions. What you need is, I think, to take a special kind of apprentice, to teach her what you know on a one-to-one basis and to find yourself a beautiful young woman to work with, not necessarily as a lesbian lover, but as a surrogate for yourself in certain performance situations so that you can maintain your masterly objectivity. You need not dominate such a person, of course. I don't mean to evoke the masculine tradition of power, which traditional mastery-apprentice relationships imply. In your own way, I'm sure you'd be a good friend and co-developer to your surrogate's individuality. Okay. So I have to write back. In March, during a thaw, thank you for the letter in regard to fresh blood. It sets off tenants waiting to pass through. The interesting aspect of middle age is that the middle indicates a chance to look simultaneously in two directions with equal empathy identification possible, the forward and the back posited as present and presence, which means that I represent, as I am situated, the wobbling shift of young-old. That has curious effects, many of which I wondered about when I was firmly, chronologically younger, which included, how can a woman dancer I saw with wrinkled knees dare to perform? How could 40-plus people in photographs look rather young or very old or glamorous or then endearingly parental? Did the camera lie? Did they have special makeup? Or did the physiognomy go in various directions according to the moment, to the light, to expression? Did these older people still fuck a lot? And if so, did they look sexual, appealing, exciting, beautiful to each other? Or? With my history and known dynamics, I guessed I'd be horny, lusty, passionate, desiring until I died. And keep close to my heart the reported conversation of Proust with Madame Dunois. She was a famous countess, courtesan, and hostess of all the best people in Paris during Proust's time. Proust says, Madam, tell me if you can, how does it finally feel to be old enough to be released from the pangs of desire? She's 83. Madame Dunois, darling, I have no idea. Perhaps there is someone older you can ask.